That was Four Stroke Baron here on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from a rainy Dogwater Studios and the final episode of Season 8. This is the Worst Little Podcast, and I am your host, the Reverend Rory Dowd, here with my partners, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Yo.
And Mr. Dogwater Dick. We are happy, happy, happy to be here today, and we're happy to have in the studio our new friends, the heavyweights, Four Stroke Baron.
On the Worst Damn. Little what Podcast, up? We're talking out of our ass.
Yeah.
Howdy.
How's Hi, folks.
What say you, 2019?
Yeah.
Well, my first
is this
show
your
back.
First show back for the whole year?
Yes, he wasn't here last week.
So no was one just, was here last week. Me and Kim.
Yeah, yeah. I was here the week before.
And GLM.
There was a week before that?
No, there wasn't. Was there?
No.
No. No, because we were supposed to have it, but because of the snowstorm.
Wait, this is my first show of the year too, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's our last show of the season.
It's my first show too, guys.
Thank God you made it in right before.
We start our ninth year next.
Congratulations for being part of season 8. We're going to be clearing away this old season to make way for the new. So by the time this airs, we'll be forgotten.
You are the grand finale of season 8.
That was clearing away for everybody.
We got to think of a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
I think if one of you decides to immolate yourselves but stops right before the end of the show, that we could have you on in 3 months and find out how the date ended. Yeah.
Sign me up.
Wow.
It's like it's. Yeah, it's like Chuck Woolery meets Survivor. I don't know.
Right.
Hey, welcome to the show, Four Stroke Baron.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
If you don't mind, Keegan, starting over on your side, can you introduce your voices to the listening audience for everybody?
Sure, absolutely. My name is Keegan Ferrari. I play bass, and I do some backup vocals for Four Stroke Baron.
Keegan Ferrari.
Keegan Furry.
Those are two separate words.
Exactly.
Because there's a lady on the Catholic radio station whose her name is Clarissa Chichioko. And I don't know what the fuck her name is, but I've heard it 1,000 times. And I don't know if it's Clarissa Chichioko or Clarissa Chichioko.
I would just say
Gesundheit after every time.
Do you have any silent Qs in your name?
There's three, but they're all in my middle name, so we're good.
Yeah.
I am Kirk Witt. I'm the singer and guitar player.
And we know you're the singer because you have a white mic stand and gold microphone.
Yeah, he's a fancy bitch.
Yeah, no, like,
swag.
You walk out and you see him on stage, there is no doubt he is the prima donna of the band.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the 34%.
High maintenance.
And downstairs in the land of nobody cares. Hi, how are you, drummer?
Matthew Valerino, no one cares. I hit shit with drumsticks.
Nice. Way to take one for yourself.
Hey,
Valerino?
You're on a team of one.
Matteo Re Valerino.
If you don't move your hand around when you say it, you're not saying it right.
That's how Italian it is.
It's very true.
Nice. Well, hey, hi Nick, hi Rick. I love you guys.
Hey guys,
too.
How are things?
It's nice to be back. I liked your show last week just Kim and Rick doing the open. And
this is like a sincere, real live applause, not recorded.
I gave myself a
little slow clap. No.
No, we rule. Well, thank God.
That's when it takes months for the drip to set in.
You heard Matthew Hallett fucking like.
Oh, dude, talk. Matt's great.
He could have filled in the whole show by himself. So, like, thank God we had somebody talking to him or we would have been fucked.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because we know the Matt. Showman that you are.
Right, yeah.
There
I can.
The theater people on, too, for a good.
Yeah, but theater people, when they don't have lines, are actually really shy, sociopathic introverts. I mean, they're quiet.
That's more hilarious.
People.
Than
great
I know
people.
Some of my best friends, thespians. Yep. No, it was great. And please, everybody, get your tickets to Shakespeare in Love now. That's going to be a sold-out run once opening weekend gets through. So hit up some of those opening weekend shows. That's when I'm going to be there.
Promo code 4STROKEBARON for no money off.
Exactly. You get how this works. Congratulations. But it's going to be it's a great kickoff to our first season here. Full disclosure, I'm on the board of directors over there. We're really excited for all the actors and the directors in this production. And so, yeah, check us out. Shakespeare in Love, like the movie and stuff.
That's going to be good.
Nick, you're in a show that just opened this past weekend, aren't you?
That's right. That's right. I'm over at Bruca doing The Dresser. And
so, like, Nick doesn't see anybody right now because he's been acting.
Yeah, that's why I didn't come last week, because we were supposed to have practice. But what turned out, my kiddo came and visited from Texas.
Nice.
So it was really nice to see Quentin. And my dad came up this weekend, too, so I got to see my,
family.
Yeah, little family reunion. Yeah, The Dresser's going great. Scott Dundas is amazing. And Chip is amazing. Of course, Holly and Heather seasoned really good cast, man. Bunch of really good actors in this one.
What about you, though? How long are you on stage?
Oh, I just got a little part. I'm on
15 minutes?
I'm on stage.
A 30-minute monologue?
I don't want to spoil it for everybody, but I'm on a couple times. Plus, there's a play within a play, right?
Yeah,
so you're
yeah.
backstage. The audience is backstage watching the backstage, and I'm in the play and within the play. I'm Edmund from King Lear.
It's super meta. Nick can't even keep up with what's going on.
Yeah, it's really layered, and sometimes I get confused and a little high and to the left. I'm like, what's going on? Where am I? But it's just enough responsibility that I don't fuck it up.
But you guys opened last weekend. Did you have good opening crowds?
Well
attended.
It wasn't sold out, but it was well attended.
Tickets are still available.
We got a standing on the first night.
Yeah,
we got I'd say the main actors got the standing O, but yeah, Scott and Chip, Holly, very
nice.
Good.
Really. So yeah, get your tickets now. Get your ass over to Bruca this weekend.
Yeah, it's good, man. It's a play about a Shakespearean actor and his dresser, the person who gets him prepared for the thing, basically his babysitter.
I was so confused for so long. I thought it was like this, like, avant-garde, like, it's his dresser, and this is, like, the tale of this piece of furniture that has gone through the hands of a number of actors.
God damn you, drawer number three! Yeah, no.
I found the Shakespearean actor to be quite droll. However, the modern comic, oh, he was a laugh. He was always humping somebody on top of me. No, but
not that kind of dresser.
This is a stagehand that helps an actor get ready for scene changes.
Correct. Yeah. And it takes place in World War II during the Blitz in England. So if y'all want to see that kind of a story, come to Bruca, man. We're running till April, or not April. That'd be a long ass run. We're running till February 9th. So Thursdays, usually Thursday through Saturday. There's a couple matinees on Sunday. You can all look it up at bruca.org. Anyway, so yeah, I've been busy doing that.
Very cool.
What about you, Rory? How's the baby?
Oh, God. Fat, happy, and he won't quite sleep through the night.
That sounds like me.
It's good. I've as some of you know, shortly before the Christmas break, my bar closed, HQ. We closed down on Thanksgiving. And then it was my birthday in Merry Anarchy, and then it was Christmas. And then right for the new year, I got a job over at Dead Ringer Analog Bar over on 4th Street. I'm now the booking manager over there. Again, full disclosure.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Analog bar, does that mean they don't play any digital stuff or what?
So, like, it just in case, like, in times when it's really busy and we just need music to play uninterruptedly, sure, we've got that. But typically, 99.9% of the time, we play records.
Vinyl.
A record player behind the bar. We have over 2,000 records for the average customer to just come on in and flip through our library and then ask us to put it on. We'll play one side or both. It depends on how many people want to have albums played.
And how well you tip.
Exactly. I'm booking shows there. We're looking, you know, open for business now, looking to book shows, you know, four nights a week, more if possible, regular programming.
All kinds of music?
All kinds. We're going to have a regular house party, like, on the final weekend of the month. Ritual, the Gothic Night's going to be there first Saturday of every month. I think Athena McIntyre is going to be doing a monthly show with me on Thursdays, her and a featured guest. We might have a comedy night. We're looking into an open mic night. We're open to ideas. Anybody who wants to do a show, hit me up. Hey. But no, it's exciting. We're doing a whole lot of new shit over there. It's a whole new room. It's formerly the studio on 4th, but it's not what you think it looks like on the inside.
Did they change it a lot?
The lot is still exactly
the
same.
No, did they change it a lot?
Yes, there is no proscenium stage anymore.
Whoa.
Completely gone.
Dude, no,
the back dressing room is now kind of a back, almost, not private area, but there's like a doorway you go through. It's where the pool table is now, and it's a little more intimate of a little
space.
You can
bang
back
there?
No, okay. It's still pretty open to the public. Okay. Like, yeah, it's, and the lighting's up for exactly that reason.
I mean,
that's the first
studio
place,
yeah.
I manually.
We are still very much we're still very much in development. We're looking to add food there by the end of the spring, beginning of summer. A little kitchen in the back. But we're going to have rock and roll and food until 2 a.m.
Is the sound booth still like up a ladder in the back? And
well, we'll talk about that some other time.
Yeah, sorry.
Because that's like, thank you. And that's really, Rick, that's my job. That's like,
I can't imagine
I'm
that
doing
room
things
being
like that.
All wide open without a stage.
It's completely different. It's really cool.
Have to come check it out.
The stage is a little more, it's now a little, it's intimate. It's a riser. You're right there with the people.
Like every other bar.
No.
Oh.
No, it's different than every other bar.
It's better.
It's like how every other bar used to be.
I didn't mean like every other bar like it was bad. I mean like it wasn't a giant theater.
Yeah, actually, a lot of bars now have this like 3-4 foot riser.
Yeah, when you used to go see bands at Shays, it was on the floor where the pool table was.
Yeah, yeah.
Now they have a stage.
This is a little more planned out than that. We've got a good sound system in place. We've got a lot of good. We're hosting the Reno Punk Rock Flea Market pre-party on February 7th before that weekend kicks off.
Cool.
And I know Kim's really excited about that show. We've been talking about it. We're also in March. We're bringing in Rivers of Nile, a pretty huge fucking metal band with a national following, and a couple bands, one from the UK. There's like what Conjurer, Entheos, and then locally Coffin Raid and Sons of Me are going to be playing that show.
I like Coffin Raid.
This is going to be huge. This is going to be a phenomenal fucking show. Like we got Eventbrite tickets. You should really get your tickets in advance. I do expect us to have a sellout crowd for that. But that's down the line. So that's what I've been doing.
Just staying busy
a
dad.
And working on the board of directors at Good Luck Macbeth. I'm selling ads over there. If you're a local business person that doesn't want to give money to the Dogwater Studios but would like to invest in a nonprofit theater because we actually have, like, you know, tax ID and shit, hit me up over there. Because, I have too many things that I'm doing right now. My wife hits me a lot because I won't pay attention to her. I'm always looking at my phone.
Yeah, and then band practice, too.
Oh, yeah, there's that. And the baby.
And Once and Dooley going to be at the Punk Rock Flea Market.
We are. We're playing at noon 45 on Saturday. Yeah.
I was asking you guys earlier before the show about your name, Four Stroke Baron. That's a car reference, right? Is it a car reference?
Wow, was a smooth
take
segue.
It away, Kirk.
Are you sure it's not a Pornhub thing?
It's just so wait. It's a. We were trying to think of before Four Stroke Baron was a thing. I was trying to think of fake Judas Priest song titles, and we came to the conclusion it has to have some kind of car reference. It has to sound like vaguely the hell, vaguely medieval, and then also kind of sexual.
You got it.
You nailed it.
You got it.
So it's Four Stroke Baron. It's and we had that song title as like a fake Judas Priest song title. And then Matt and I started jamming and recording, we just decided, let's just make that the band name.
When I first saw it.
There's also kind of a latent yacht rock thing going on, like a four-stroke Chrysler LeBaron that can like float on the water.
Yeah.
Dude, exactly. It just made me think of a dude in a fancy outfit that will masturbate you, but only for a minute.
That's basically what
one,
we are.
1, 2, 3, 4. I'm done.
And I'm spent.
Well, hey, we've just done this cast recap. I'd like to talk to you guys, but do you mind if we lead into another song here?
Let's do it.
And before we do, this next song is brought to you by, I lost it. This next song is brought to you by our newest sponsor here at Worst Little Podcast.
Ooh.
Yes, we have a new sponsor partnership with This is Reno. We are proud to announce our community sponsorship with our newest sponsor. This is Reno.
God bless them.
They will be featuring our podcast on their homepage. So while you check out the events of the day here in town, Worst Little Podcast is right at your fingertips. This is Reno is your source for daily Reno news and events for Reno Sparks, the Truckee Meadows, and beyond. Founded in 2009, this independent news source is locally owned and operated.
Operated. This is Reno. We promise to try not to embarrass you.
Stay up to date with community issues, politics, industry, culture, and events by following and subscribing to This is Reno. For more information, visit thisisreno.com.
And I'd like to also say that they have a wonderful podcast called Solutions. This second season here is a little like the Serial podcast.
Yes.
The microphones aren't as good, but still, it's a good podcast.
Ricky
could clean it up a little bit for Bob.
they track an issue over a number of months and interview principals involved from various sides of the concern. And it is all, like the blurb says, it's all very focused on Reno Sparks, the Truckee Meadows community, and things that matter to us on a local level outside of, you know, the crazy politics of the day.
Yeah, this second season of Solutions is about the killing of a cop in 1979, and you guys should listen to it if you're into those true crime, because it's local, too, and just, you know.
Yeah.
Hear where Bob's going with it. It's pretty cool.
I have not checked out this season, but yeah.
Fuck.
Very cool.
All right, Bob, awesome. Thanks for being our sponsor, dude. Bob Conrad, everybody. All right, so...
Play a song, Monkey.
Four-stroke Baron.
All right. We're going to play a song called Sound of Thunder.
Hero of the universe, I will spin silently. Oh,
Woohoo.
Nice.
How long have you guys been playing together?
At least a week.
Yeah, three practices?
Pretty tight. Yeah.
2 weeks.
Solid guess.
I think I've been jamming with Matt for like 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, going on to 8 years, I think.
Do you think that's what made you gay?
That's what did it.
I know that's what made him gay.
Proud of it.
And but Keegan's been with us for
about 2 years?
Yeah, a couple
of
years.
Oh, he's the Johnny come lately.
Yeah, that's
true.
Just stumbling in with his big ass beard.
Yeah. Yep. That's the only thing that got me in.
He makes us look cool, so it's all right.
Exactly. He makes us look like a band.
Far more masculine. Yes. Yeah. But a sensitive masculine.
Doesn't Keegan look a little bit like my dad if he was cooler?
Oh, if your dad just let the beard go?
I look like a lot of cool dads.
Because he's got the beard line like creeping up to his eyes. Like, if you didn't trim that shit, it'd be, like, right underneath.
Oh, it's true. Yeah, no, the line goes to the
Teen Wolf thing
right
going
up
on.
There, man.
Yeah.
Your beard would connect to your eyebrows.
Oh, no, Rick. You look more like his dad than he'd look like your dad.
No, my dad, when he was younger. My dad
was
like a
when your
full
dad
beard,
was younger.
But
okay.
He never let it get that long.
Right,
but
the
nose
way,
and the eyes.
All the way up to the cheekbones with it. Yeah,
it could be up there if I wanted.
Wait, so you like started the beard when you joined the band?
The beard has been in the works for like 13 or 14 years now or something like that. This is the first time it's ever been grown out like this. This is about five.
People compliment me on my little mustache hair, and I just say, oh, time and effort. But yeah, that's a whole lot of being lazy and conditioning.
You don't even know what you're doing.
Not as lazy as you'd expect.
There's grooming. I know.
The hair just gets a hat, and that's all that happens there. But then, like, the beard gets its own shampoo, and I make my own oils, and it's just.
It looks nice, dude.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Stroke it.
That's a nice beard.
Mm-hmm. Thinking about
changing
your ways.
I give you guys permission
to
stroke it.
Oh, I'm not going to. Just four times, though.
Yeah,
only four. If it's any more than that, then it's weird.
Does that make me a baron?
Ooh, it could.
Yes. That's how you become one.
You're the honorary fourth baron.
Ah, excellent.
Now be sure Dick gets his warm milk.
Warms your cockles, doesn't it? in that time, have you been playing in Reno a whole lot, or have you been outside of Reno? Like, where have you been doing?
We
actually have a kind of an interesting story.
Dude, that's so awesome because we have a podcast where you can talk about it.
So you're super big in
Finland.
You
wouldn't want to hear it. No, you wouldn't want to hear it.
British Columbia is your favorite place
to
tour.
Long story short, we put out our first demo in 2014. And it was just me and Kirk, and we had another bass player. And
was that guy a jerk or did
loser?
He just,
yeah, no, it didn't work out.
Right. It's me.
Yeah, exactly. And so... We had no plans on playing live, or we just wanted to record kick-ass music, hang out and record kick-ass music and put it up online for free.
Fuck yeah.
And our demo actually started gaining a little bit of attention, and it got shared by a guy named Cloud Kicker.
Cloud Kicker?
Yeah, and he's a pretty big name in the metal community.
Oh, okay. Right on.
And that kind of gave us some traction, and we went, shit, maybe
a good share can change everything.
Right, and we're like, maybe we can do something with this. Let's record a full length. So we recorded our – sorry, I'm out of breath. I'm fat and I drum. So we recorded our full length and released that in 2015, December of 2015. And it started gaining – Cloud Kicker shared it again, and it started gaining more attention. And one day, randomly, we got an email from Mr. Steve Joe, who is an A&R rep at Prosthetic Records, which we all thought was a scam to get our social security numbers. So we were like,
that was the first thing they asked for.
Yeah. And,
can I please have your Apple ID password?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, will you send me a traveler's check via Western Union?
And funnily enough, we responded to the guy and we went back and forth, and I guess long story short, we got signed to Prosthetic Records without ever playing a live show.
We didn't have social media.
We didn't do Facebook. We didn't do a YouTube. All we had was a Bandcamp.
Pure talent.
And we just put our music up there, and our whole premise was, hey, let's just hang out, have fun, and just see what happens. And it got picked up from Prosthetic. Steve said, hey, I bought your guys' album a few weeks ago, and absolutely loved it. Let's work together. And
Very cool.
We just put out our Prosthetic Records label debut November 9th.
And sweet. Wait.
What's it called?
I have a quick question though. Have you played a live show?
Yes. Yeah. So I glossed
fast
on that.
Fast forward to 2019.
And this is our first time playing live. This was our first practice.
Literally dozens.
Yeah. So we've played. We played Jub Jubs a few times. We played The Saint. We've played Shays.
All the usual suspects.
What's your album called again?
Planet Silver Screen.
Right.
And it's out on Prosthetic Records.
How much have they helped you?
Is it anywhere streaming that anybody can get it?
It's everywhere. Yeah,
it's everywhere.
Spotify, iTunes, YouTube.
Nice.
Everywhere.
Did the record company give you money to record the album, or did they have a place they wanted you to go do it, or how did that all work?
So
did they give you money and did it yourself? Or
yeah. So I guess without diving in. Into too much logistics, it was pretty much
your lawyer and have him here?
Yeah, so we do have a lawyer. We got a $1,500 signing bonus, and we actually record all ourselves.
McDonald's Kirk, for
fuck yeah.
Kirk is the genius behind all of it. I don't know anything to do with anything electronic.
We know you're the drummer.
I just hit shit. And so they gave us a recording bonus. When we went to sign the contract, we combed through it, and our lawyer went through it, and it really was. She said, I changed pretty much everything into your guys' favor. I would be highly surprised if they went for it, but let's just see what happens. And they pretty much came back to us, said we just really want to work with these guys. We pretty much agree to all your guys' terms. Let's get this thing rolling.
Damn,
cool. Nice.
Yep.
It was neat.
Yep,
wow.
So other than playing in Reno, we played.
At any point, did any of the reps from the company say anything like Volcano Insurance? I can't believe he's signing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously,
we did.
Like I said,
we did get
on the form that you signed. It's like a social security on there. We're like, is this really?
Yeah.
Is this a real thing?
Oh, hey, no, I bought a house. Like, it's like that kind of fucking crazy. Yeah.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, we've also played. We did a short California tour. We played in Oregon.
Very cool.
So we've played around. And,
and we enjoy playing live.
And you love playing in Reno?
Love playing in Reno. It's our favorite.
Yeah, four-star review on New Noise.
Oh,
yeah.
We're excited. We're about to go on our first like actual big tour.
Okay.
We're going to be opening up for a Norwegian band called Shining.
Okay, very
over
cool.
Over in Europe for about 2 weeks.
Nice. Yeah.
What parts of Europe? Where are you going?
We're hitting Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland twice.
Dude,
Luxembourg.
That's metal as fuck.
We're playing a festival in the Netherlands. It's called Complexity Fest. So it's us and, like, I think 13, 14 of the bands.
Why
like
does the That's Netherlands dope, name dude. Their festival in English?
Yeah, they speak better English than
be
a lot of
really
Americans. I've been over there a few times, and they do good
things.
I got to hear a guy, Greg Bennick. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He's a pretty big name in some hardcore scenes. Mm-hmm. But he came and talked at Holland Project. He was doing this 100 for Haiti fundraising thing years back. But he had these great stories about traveling through Eastern Europe and Russia and playing these hardcore shows in these tiny little towns for all these kids who are just super fans and just so happy that,
that's awesome.
Like they're getting real live musicians coming to like somewhere accessible to them.
One
so,
of our
like,
first interviews, it was like an online thing from some guy in Russia.
Where he asked like about
it. It was some like weird webzine or something like that. Yeah. I can't remember. Yeah.
Which interestingly enough, we've dove into our statistics a little bit, and we are actually a lot bigger in Europe than we are in the States, which I guess is the weird thing of the internet that people just can find you. And
yeah,
so mm-hmm. I also want to plug, we have a show February 2nd. It's our European tour kickoff show.
Nice.
At the Virginia Street Brew House. We're playing with Murder Rock, Pull Me Under?
Drag Me Under.
Drag Me Under. Oh, yeah. I was thinking of Dream Theater. We're playing with Dream Theater, and we're playing
local
with
band.
And Weight of the Tide. So
That's a tremendous fucking show right
all
there.
All of that.
Free show.
Yeah, dude.
Free show. We all the bands have tickets. Come out and drink a beer or nine, and
damn.
Let's have fun.
Very cool.
And that's where the old Knitting Factory was?
Correct, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
In that brief
has anybody seen the show there yet?
Bar.
No.
Pink Awful is playing there this Friday.
I've been hearing good things about it, and they are booking a lot of local acts as well as the touring acts, which is always a pleasant and happy thing to have happen downtown. So I hope to see more of that, and I hope to myself catch a show over there one of these days.
February 2nd. It's calling your name.
Well, yeah. If I don't have to be at my club for a show.
Right.
That's the thing that sucks about working in the industry. You don't actually go anywhere else.
You only get your club show.
Then it feels like work at that point. You're like, oh, I'm at a show, but I'm like, oh, do I need to be worried about something over there?
Well, then you finally get a night off. Do you want to go to another bar?
Absolutely.
Kind of sucks.
But no, I'd very much look forward to seeing you guys.
That would
so
be great.
Should our listening audience.
And I love those other bands, so.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah,
time.
No, all of those guys, good friends, awesome. A lot of fun. Have we had Drag Me Under on the show?
I think we have.
I think that was a show I missed is what my memory is telling me.
I don't know.
I missed.
Like one of the ones that got scheduled and then we didn't do it.
No, or I flaked out because I have a baby and shit.
We'd
something.
Like to have you on the show if we haven't.
Yeah.
And if we have, we apologize for having really
for not,
bad memories.
For not knowing what we do. We don't know
but
what
like
we do.
But like I said.
We've got like almost 400 episodes. It gets a little,
crazy.
Yeah, it's and you hard get, to keep up.
Well, welcome to being just another number.
Exactly, yep.
A wonderful number, though. Stroke band.
Well, speaking of which, can we get how many songs do you guys have?
We have not had Drag Me Under.
We have a bunch of songs.
Well, let's have another one then.
Yep,
let's do it. Right.
Cool. Sabbath.
Yeah. Our apologies to Drag Me Under.
We want you.
Did you say Sabbath?
No, Cyborg Part 2.
Oh,
the city.
The full name of this track.
Space metal.
Rip out a Sabbath cover or something. I was like, fuck yeah.
Hardcore.
That would be a trip. I don't know how that'd work with
I would rather hear your song.
New wave.
Do you guys do any covers?
We haven't at this point. We've thought about it. But
that's kind of cool. Never do a cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're kind of okay
with not doing one.
We're about to cover a four-stroke Baron song.
Yeah.
Titled Cyborg Part 2, The City.
Slave boy, I won't just be one. Cyborg. Is that the true ending?
Do love me.
That is.
Do love a good fake out ending there.
I kind of like the little yeah.
Normally, that part we look at Matt to see exactly when he hits.
All right.
So Keegan
right,
and I just
right.
looked at each other. And go. Oh god. Counting.
No, but that's the beauty of a fake out ending. The first time you hear it. Yeah.
And fun fact, I had my metronome at the wrong BPM when we started. So
I thought it felt a little fast.
Yeah. No, I had it. I had it on a Sound of Thunder still. I forgot to change it.
Yeah.
So I had to change it mid song. So the beginning's fucked up, but that's
the peril of using a metronome.
My God.
That's the fun of live music. So
that's right.
That is not the fun of live music.
It's full of stars.
Yeah, it started and I was like, this sounds.
I know, yeah, when he said, damn, damn.
If you were truly live, you wouldn't work with a net like a metronome.
I was, when I was, yeah, I started and we started playing the song. I was like, what the fuck is happening? And I looked down at my metronome and I was like, oh shit, I am in
you
the wrong.
You just hit stuff.
I'm in the
you're
wrong
doing
BPM.
Math.
I don't you know what I'm doing.
Stuff. You're doing so math down there if you're using a metronome. You don't just hit stuff, so, you smarty pants.
I need a machine to tell me when to hit the stuff.
I do love math.
He actually is an engineer. So.
Well, see?
Civil engineer see? With a minor in mathematics.
Yeah. Jesus, you're richer than any of us.
You are super nerdy.
Why are you in this band?
I am a fucking nerd. That's how I funded this band. All of the work I do is pours into this.
It turns out he
that's
owns
what
the
my
record
band
company.
Needs is somebody with a good job.
Yep.
Right, yeah. Kirk and I are just sugar babies.
Yeah. They call me daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick, so that was our fun
let's
fact.
Let's add another drummer to the band who has like a real job.
Yeah.
No, not that you don't have a real job, but like we need a sugar daddy in the band.
More than you.
That's right.
Well, yes, you probably do. I'm the poor man in the band now.
So well, it'll be interesting to hear.
We need
how
that somebody
song
with
sounds,
a legit
but...
job to like fund the band and like then maybe we would have more than one instrument.
Yeah, you guys can buy in-ear monitors that you bring yourself.
Like all fancy stuff, yeah.
Let's and get a keyboard player with money.
And, yeah. And the rad, what is that?
You have to be able to play, but you
or
have
we
to
could
have
get
a
bass player
too.
That knows how to play.
And
I didn't want to say it, Rory. I didn't want to be the one to say it. We could get
burn.
A better bass player, and you could just be our manager.
Exactly.
And part songwriter, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah, you sing.
Yeah. Exactly. I love the condescending way Rick says that.
You actually do rock. Like you really.
Oh,
like,
no, okay, we're
out.
Not going to talk about that
sorry.
Right now.
Rory's coming up.
What we're going to do is I do want to play some music that is associated with me, however, Rick.
What? Oh.
Oh, for real? Are we going to do that?
We're going to do that right now.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, little bitch. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for my favorite part of the show, the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask a series of compromising questions to our current victims. Are you ready to play, gentlemen?
I don't know.
I stay ready. That way I have to get ready.
Ha, ha, ha. All right, and we're going to go round robin. Everybody on the cast here is going to ask a couple of questions to you. We're going to start with a little bit of
Keegan.
Hi.
Keegan. A little bit of Keegan. Lover, brother, or mother trapped on a desert island. Who do you cannibalize first?
Who? Other brother, mother. Is this actual brother, or is this like...
if you don't have an actual brother, your best friend works. If you have an actual brother, well, you're stuck in Kershaw's.
Probably eat Matt, to be honest. Oh, he seems like he's got the most
more protein.
Nutrients. Mm.
Can you give me a little more Keegan, Rick?
Yes.
He's Keegan talking right ears. Into it. He's talking yes. right into
I'm
it.
I'm right. I'm just
he's
nestled
right up
against
on it.
Is nestled in his beard like a bird. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a comfy beard.
He's got the beard filter.
Kirk, how about yourself? Lover, brother, or mother?
I would eat my lover.
Your lover?
Yeah.
Delicious sweet meat.
Like he does every night.
Yep.
Yeah. And to the downstairs.
Well, I guess since Keegan's going to try to eat me, I got to try to eat him first, so I'm going to go with Keegan.
Nice.
He stringy.
So we've got a little bit of Lord of the Flies going on here. I like it. What is the first concert you ever went to? Like,
ooh.
Big amphitheater concert with Ticketmaster tickets. Keegan.
So I've been told that one of my first concerts was Peter Gabriel, but I was like a wee, just not even cognizant.
What do you, but what's the one you remember?
Yeah. The first one I remember that I can actually, like the earliest back, I saw, it was some like radio station put on this big festival thing, and the only four names I remember, Hootie the Blowfish was there.
Nice. Hootie!
98 Degrees.
Points.
Tone Loc.
Oh,
yeah. So I saw Tone Loc, who I knew from Ferngully.
Cole Medina.
And then I think it was Bruce Springsteen. It was either Bruce Springsteen or Rick Springfield. I think it was Rick Springfield.
I believe
that makes more sense.
I always think Bruce Springsteen. I'm like, no, it couldn't have been
There's
him.
No
it
way.
Was Rick Springfield.
I did everything you, but you've done nothing for me. Yeah.
That answer plus the Ferngully reference.
That's a lot of gold there.
That's a lot of points.
There's no way the other two band members are going to pull this out of the fire.
Okay. Kirk, what was your first concert?
It was the Deftones and Incubus and Taproot in 1998.
Well, I was just about to. Was that here in town?
Yeah, I was at Lawler.
Yeah, I think I was at that shit. Yeah, I'm not proud of it, but I was there too.
Yeah, it was, yeah, I was 10 years old. How was that? Yeah, 10 years,
something like that.
I remember getting swallowed up in the mosh pit and being terrified.
Excellent.
Was this Fat Kirk?
Fat
Kirk is the best.
It was also a bleached hair Fat Kirk.
Yes.
Yeah. It was 1998.
Matt. Miley
the
Cyrus.
Old 20th century.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah?
No. It was AFI at the Lawler Event Center. I want to say maybe 11. I think I was 11.
We got some young dudes in here, dude.
AFI.
I like them more, though, because they still know some of the old references.
Some good answers there.
Too.
Some good answers. I'm going to really going to have to go with the 98 degrees.
Yeah, I think Keegan won the round. No offense, but he won that round, yeah.
Boom.
I mean, had Miley Cyrus been the truth, I would have given you points because Tiffany was my first. So
yeah. I want to change my answer.
Yeah. Nick, you want to go with the question?
If you're on a celebrity road trip across the country, who's a celebrity you would take and what car would you guys drive?
Who's your road dog?
If I can reincarnate anyone, it'd be Frank Zappa.
Nice.
That's what I was going to say.
Big, big Frank Zappa.
Great
fan.
Answer.
And I just... The conversations would be incredible for that length of time. As far as
or
car,
long periods of silence while you're doing massive
amounts of
drugs.
Yeah, well, he just judges
drugs.
Me for like, yeah. I'd be fine with that too. As far as the car, oh man. I mean, would it be
Metro,
cheesy to say I have to be my namesake in a Ferrari? I don't know.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah,
cheesy,
go for it.
We're just
going
to go with it.
Very good.
Tesla with Tom Cruise.
Hmm.
That just sounds like
I like the you get points for saying fast, yeah, like you had your answer,
Kirk's
Matt.
Why not?
I'm just imagining though, like Tesla with Tom Cruise. There's just like total like Ricardo Montalban like Fantasy Island. Look, boss, the car.
Well, that's a
the
Chrysler
car.
LeBaron.
Yeah. No, I'm just making fun of Tom Cruise being short.
A four-stroke LeBaron.
That's right.
Matt, what's your choice?
I would say Charlie Sheen in a Geo Metro.
Wow.
To get you some footy.
Wow.
That made me laugh. That's a good one. Yeah.
It would be our party bus.
And would you dress like Christy Swanson?
I would dress like whoever he wanted me to dress like.
Fucking Tiger's blood, baby. Winning. A Geo Metro.
Yep.
Rick,
what is the first album you bought with your own money?
Oh, I actually remember this. The first album I bought with my own money was Joe Satriani's The Extremist.
That's a pretty solid music nerd answer there. Yeah. How old were you?
I was 8. I
mean. Okay.
Yeah, so that was my thing.
Pretty strong for an 8-year-old.
I have no idea.
I had nothing figured out at 8 and 10. You guys are going to shows and fucking...
Yeah. I was just getting stuff off of like BMG and like 11 albums for a penny and then never buying another album kind of shit.
Did those ever actually give you something? I always wanted to order things.
Totally.
Like, they're surely never going to give me a CD for a penny.
They
they would send mail to your residence for Tommy Smith and your parents would go, who the fuck is Tommy Smith? Did you sign up for this thing? God damn it. Like, yeah.
No, but I kept all the CDs.
Exactly.
Yeah, they came for Tommy and I opened it and said, if you open it, you have to pay for it. But I'm not Tommy, so who's going to pay for it?
Nobody.
It's only light mail.
Totally Tommy.
That's why that company went out of business. That's a bad model.
Yeah.
It was built on trust, Nick.
I know. I rest my case.
Mine might have been a Slipknot self-titled. Probably bought it with Christmas money I got from my grandparents.
Right? It's Christmas Day, and he's like, I can't wait to get out there and buy the Slipknot album. That's awesome.
555.
Yeah.
Nice.
Matt, any idea?
I think, and I think this is right, it was either Vulgar Display of Power or it was Cowboys from Hell. It was one of the one of those Pantera albums. I can't.
Right, right.
I know
right.
it was one of those, and I was
solid.
I think I was like maybe 13 with allowance money.
Matt, I'm going to do a quick follow-up with you that has nothing to do with the question you just answered.
Beautiful.
But upon your death, where would you haunt?
Upon my death what?
Where would you haunt?
Who would I haunt?
Where?
Where?
Who? Oh, where?
Yeah. Where, who, what? Yeah,
where will sure. kind of tell us who. So.
Jesus.
If it's a public restroom, it would be strangers.
Haunt
Jesus?
Yeah, I'm gonna haunt
somebody you're related
Jesus.
To.
no, I don't know.
That's the most metal answer we ever had.
Okay, I'm sticking with that. I'm gonna go to heaven and haunt Jesus.
I think this is stalking at that point.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to heaven and stalk
walk
Jesus.
Walk around behind him with like a glass bottle. Who? Hey, who am I imitating? Who? The wind, and it's you, dude.
Matt, knock it off.
Matt, God damn it, leave me alone.
I swear to me.
Okay, Kirk, who are you going to haunt?
Oh, man.
Upon your leaving this mortal coil.
If you don't say who I'm thinking you're going to say, Kirk, I am going to be
dude,
very disappointed.
Dude, I can't even say it.
I know. Exactly
you guys know who I actually want to say.
Say it.
Oh, it's.
Well, if, okay, if it, don't say somebody's specific name, but
no,
maybe.
It's, it can't be done.
Without no, revealing. Yeah. He can't say anything without revealing his hand.
I have no idea.
He's blushing. His face just got really red.
I'm always red.
Red.
It's
no, 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 no. There's just a little fire burst across your cheeks and forehead there. Excuse me, your five head.
I could see into your
no,
mind.
Exactly. It's just...
He's just forehead.
I have to think about this. I have no idea.
You gotta put a fried
let's get back
egg.
To
I have no desire to haunt
Keegan,
anyone.
Keegan, do you have one?
If I was going
to
haunt...
Well, no, it could be a place, not a person. You don't have to say... Yeah. Okay. Where is that really more the
Six
question.
Flags?
yeah.
Six
yeah.
Flags?
I like that. Okay. That's a good one.
Nice.
That would be fun. I was trying... Yeah, I was trying to think of a fun place to haunt. There's a part of me that just wants to, like, knock shit over at a bar.
Luigi's Mansion!
Exactly. Yeah. I remember playing that. Jeez. No, yeah, just, like, somewhere like a... I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's a bar that I had like a shit experience at that I just knock shit over. Just like every time they go to pour a drink, it just falls over, the glass breaks. I probably just go to a bar and then that way I can drink ghost booze.
Right? a dive bar that you hate.
Yeah.
You spirits. I like the answer.
That's a
I think it's a little incomplete, but you could maybe it's a bar you haven't been to yet.
Exactly. There you go.
Right,
so there
I could
go.
Just go bar hopping.
All right, yeah. Real quick, okay. We're going to switch gears and go to some rapid fires. We're going to be done with this
okay,
really
great.
Quick
okay.
in just right. a few. So, who was in a fight, a donkey or a walrus? Go.
A walrus.
Yeah, walrus.
Walrus for sure.
Unanimous. Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
Pepsi.
Coke.
Piece of shit.
Rick?
Are you circumcised or not?
Yes.
Nope.
No.
Did you guys know that about each other?
Yes.
We did, actually. Yeah.
All the time. Unmutilated men. Congratulations.
We're on tour, yeah. That's,
that's why he's
about.
Downstairs.
Yeah. I am complete.
Yeah, Keegan, I use this to win arguments.
Elvis or the Beatles?
The Beatles.
God, I can't stand either of those.
Beatles.
Pick one.
Two Beatles and a no.
No
Elvis. Okay.
All right. Nick?
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Yeah, Star Trek.
We go Trek.
Ooh.
United.
So far, you guys, yeah.
Who wins in a fight, a python or an eagle?
Python.
A python.
I think the eagle would win.
Ooh.
Well, how big's the python?
There's no specification.
Yeah, you can't specify, Kirk.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Dogs.
Burgers or dogs?
Burgers.
Dog burgers? What?
Yeah, dog burgers.
Hamburgers or hamburgers?
AIDS or cancer?
Ooh,
which would
AIDS.
You rather have?
Probably cancer.
Yeah, I think I would take cancer.
Yeah. Beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
Melania or melanoma?
Melania.
Oh, Melania.
Listen to Coldplay forever or get a cold sore?
Oh, Jesus.
Coldplay.
Yeah, Coldplay.
Give a hand job, give a blow job.
Hand job.
Hands.
Nickelback or herpes?
Oh, Jesus. Herpes.
Herpes, too.
Yeah, herpes.
Matt just got a bunch of points.
Vampire or werewolf?
Werewolf. Look how hairy I am.
Yeah,
all right, that's going to be.
Would you rather see a play or go to a movie?
Go to a movie.
Yeah, go to a movie.
Yeah, we're uncultured. We're uncultured swine.
We all had
so
to
I
say that
movie.
To his face. I thought,
would you would you rather go to a house party or a bar?
Bar.
A house
bar.
Party.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I got to
like
remember that.
That's
one.
A good
yeah,
one.
That's
actually
one.
A good one.
Nice. Okay, let's tally up the points, Rick.
On my calculator here.
Rick Spagnuolo is going to tell you what you win.
I think I think we're gonna have to go with the Keegster.
Nah, fuck that guy.
Shit, dog.
Buy a beard hair. He just beat out Matt. Kirk was so far behind. His
That's
answers
fine.
Were completely That's boring.
Fine. Yeah, Kirk's
You
the
look
worst.
Like you're an insurance
you're
salesman.
Loser, Kirk.
That's, we do call him That's the, he's the
Who
band,
shreds
I'm
on
the,
guitar?
I'm the
he's
band
the band
dad.
Dude.
Are you married?
With the same girl. Who's his first?
Are you married?
Not married.
Oh, okay. Do you have children?
No.
Do you own property?
I have a dog. No.
Are you
well,
under,
kind of.
Are you
no.
under 30?
Yeah, or I just turned 30.
Okay. Keep it that way for as long as you can.
No, exactly.
You're at your peak, Kurt.
Yeah, dude. he peaked when he was fat with blonde hair.
Excellent yeah. quiz. Yeah.
I was like sixth grade.
But I do feel a little dirty. So to wash that out of our mouths, let's have another song.
And I will make sure I'm in the right BPM.
I think we you should play it wrong. Matt. Fuck with
Matter
that,
seconds?
Play a song Matter you don't seconds. Know.
All right, this song we don't know is called A Matter of Seconds, not on our new Prosthetic Records label debut.
Hey, hey.
Woo!
When does that come out? Or did it
Three,
just
4 months
out?
Ago.
It came out November,
me,
just, November 9th.
Pardon me. And you're going on the European tour to kind of support that.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we actually, the band that we're supporting, the main guy, his name is Jorgen Munkeby, hope I said that right, he plays saxophone. He did a saxophone solo on our record.
Oh, rad.
So on the last track, you can hear some sweet, sweet
saxophone.
Yeah,
he shreds.
So when we hear that on the album, that is like some like Eastern European dude.
It's a Norwegian guy.
Metal,
he's just somewhere
a
in the frozen
Norwegian
tundra.
Metal saxophone dude.
Yeah.
Nice.
In his playing. Yeah.
Did he wear white face paint when you worked with him? Did you actually?
We assume he actually bleached blonde hair. He is actually the keyboard player for Emperor. So he's
Oh,
like,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so he was looking kick-ass.
Probably has great hair.
He does.
He's a fantastic.
He's an attractive man.
I'm jealous because I have no hair.
You need to grow out long, flowing locks. Get some like Rogaine and implants.
If I grow out my hair, I'll look like an ostrich egg in a hula skirt.
Is it that bad?
Yes, I'll show you when we're done.
Poor Matt.
You can tell just from his voice in the podcast.
Yeah, like an egg in one of those egg stands.
All right, I got the right BPM dialed in. I'm ready when you guys are.
I don't know if I believe you.
Away from the sailors.
real ending.
Right. Nobody claps quickly after your fake ending.
Yeah. Right.
We don't trust you.
Why'd you throw that out? Fool me once, but fool me twice.
No,
yeah,
it's not going to clap.
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice. Fuck you, asshole.
You goddamn asshole.
You ain't going to fool me again.
This is tight. Again, remind me again, because I am so drunk and high, I have a bad memory. I can't remember. Nice. When's your next show?
February 2nd. Wait, is 2nd or 3rd?
Yep, 2nd.
February 2nd.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
2-2 at Virginia Street Brewhouse, the VSB, downtown Reno.
That's right.
Let's not be afraid of the neon in downtown, because I think that club is going to do some really good stuff here.
I love that stage, man.
It's a good room.
Nobody manages that room correctly.
It's a good room. They've had good sound system. They've even had good staff there. It'd be great to see somebody do something.
Is the balcony still open, Dino?
It's some sort of, like, I think they call it like the Denim Bar or something like that. So there, I think it's some other separate bar, but I'm sure you can still see the stage.
And this is one of the one times I'll kind of go off on a little rant. The reason it's hard to get good bands in Reno is because nobody buys tickets in advance. Don't be a douche. Make plans a couple weeks, even if it is just for a local show in your hometown, not just because your favorite band is playing at Shoreline and you want to buy tickets 6 months in advance. Think about that when it comes to shows coming through Reno, because with clubs like Virginia Street Brewhouse, who want to put local bands together with big bands, it's the only way we can get big bands to come here and be a part of our scene and help, you know, all of us, like, get notice and you know, be commercially viable musicians.
Very beautifully said.
So please support the venue. It's like I haven't gotten to talk over there or gotten over there or anybody who's working there, but everything I hear is they're taking care of employees and performers. So let's support them if they're going to do something good.
Heckin' yeah.
Don't stay away just because it's downtown.
I think locals. Can you come in through the front now?
Yeah, do you go in through the front now?
I am not sure. Entirely.
I think I've seen that door open. So I think
it's not just down the creepy alleyway. Nice. Yeah.
That was always kind of weird, too, yeah.
Yeah, you have to go in the back because it was just easier or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't
know. You can't have a giant line blocking traffic on Virginia Street either.
That's true. That might be part of it. You're in line for tickets, sir.
So you can go stand in line in the creepy alleyway.
Much better.
I don't suspect it's in line for our show, but you never know.
And hey, and for myself, you know, as you guys get a chance, really love to book you over at Dead Ringer sometime.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're
going to happen. Yeah.
We are always down to play live, so let's
And when are you guys going to Europe? That's after the show on the 2nd?
Yes, yeah, so the week after, yeah.
Yeah, the show's on
and
February 2nd.
And you'll be 6 weeks?
And so the show's on February 2nd. We leave for Europe on the 7th. We'll be back on the 25th.
Cheers. That's great, though. 24th.
That's fantastic. 24th or 25th.
Man. That's sweet, sweet gig if you can get it. Yeah. You did.
Living the broke-ass dream.
We're broke.
That's fucking awesome, man.
People can check you out streaming iTunes, Spotify, and the album is available at...
It's either from our website, fourstrokebaron.com. It's available through Prosthetic Records website.
Bandcamp, you can buy the vinyls and CDs and all that.
Yeah, we have vinyls, we have CDs, we have merch up online.
We got videos
online, we got it
everywhere.
This band is in your hometown.
Four Stroke Baron, just Google it.
Yeah, we actually, a little side note or rant, I guess, we put out a music video for our single, Planet Silverscreen. The song is called Planet Silverscreen. And our good friend Thomas Jagodinsky did that. It's a complete stop-motion music video.
Holy shit.
Took him about, I think, six months, working 6-7 days a week, 10 hours a day. Mm-hmm. He did a fantastic job. So if you Google or YouTube us, Four Stroke Baron, Planet Silverscreen, there's a big, big face of, I don't even know, it's some
alien. Yeah, it looks
like
a weird
alien
Elvis or something
like that. Yeah, you'll see it. so check it out. Thomas, he did a fantastic job. And he's actually working, the song we just played, we're working on a second music video that Thomas is also doing. So it'll be another full stop motion music video that we plan on releasing maybe in April or May.
Very
so
cool.
So great.
Damn.
I always liked Primus did that too, and Tool.
The early Tool stuff, yeah.
And another cool thing. I know I'm ranting a lot, but we actually
rant away.
So we he's phenomenal, and he asked us. He said, "Hey, will you guys do a playthrough of the song? Because I want your guys' puppets to be playing the song note for note. So when you watch
that kind of detail.
So when you watch the music video and you see our little alien puppet guys jamming the song." watch closely because the drummer, the drumming, he's playing the exact drum parts. The guitar, bass, mm-hmm. are playing the exact parts.
Wow. Yeah. Dude, I bet your animator guy washes his hands a lot. That sounds a little.
His house is probably like completely little... clean.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal guy, great guy to work with, and he's yeah, he did a fantastic job. Yeah.
He don't totally, bear back it.
Totally rad and compulsive.
Hey Rick, what are you doing this weekend?
Nothing. I think I'm going to the Pink Awful show on Friday.
Ooh.
Pink Awful show at the brew club. House. Yeah. So nice. I think that's what's going to happen. There's a chance that I've got a friend that's going to come over and record, but I don't.
That's what he calls it.
I quote unquote record.
Right.
A friend.
Oh please God, somebody touch my penis.
Can you hear the winks? Can you hear the
Nick?
Winks?
You got anything going on?
Let's see. This weekend dresser? I'm doing the dresser again. I think we even have a matinee this week. So come on out to Baruka if you want to see me, say hi. Who knows if he's coming out to the play, say hi after the play and I'll buy you a drink from at Bruca, and then maybe who knows, maybe we'll all go out and go party or something. I don't know.
Well, if you're looking to party, I'm gonna shill for my bar. We've got an analog house party on Friday night. We're excited to have this big party here. There's going to be hoops performances, live face painting, actual live painting to the music. We've got a lot of great DJs who are going to be playing in analog MC DJ format. Roger that, Jimmy Dirt, Chuck Tyler, Bridges, and the new part of the analog house party family, Bass Embrace. That's going to be at Dead Ringer on Friday night, starting up at 10 p.m., going all night long, $5 cover until at least 2 a.m. After that, there's probably going to be some sort of drink special, lots of crazy stuff, girls dancing and a good time. But a heavy emphasis on like actual vinyl DJ spinning records and stuff. So coming out and let's have a good time at Dead Ringer on Friday. Very yeah. Cool.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, oh, so, you guys, there is news on the Patreon.
Oh, right.
Oh, shit.
Right. Let's
news.
Plug ourselves.
Patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast. If you want to help us continue to put this show on, that would be so great. And this past week, thank God bless Murder Rock. God bless Murder Rock. Not only one of my most favorite bands and some of the coolest fucking people I ever get to work with, but Frankie Ferox from Murder Rock upped his monthly subscription to a larger amount because he is one of the awesomest people ever.
And I'm going to say it's because we're grocery store buddies.
Well, and also
we run each other at the grocery store and we chit and we chat and, you know, we shop together and shit. We're homies.
He's got like multiple personalities. So it's like each one's paying a subscription. So Candy's paying for one. Freddy's paying for one.
And also
Wall Street Rippers.
Also part of Murder Rock, Keith Jewett. And he runs the samples when it's the full band, and when the bass player can't make it, Keith plays bass for them. And when they've been on the show before, he's played here on the show.
Aww.
And Keith was one of our new subscribers last time, and he upped his subscription also. And God bless him. And I couldn't remember the
music
store.
We call people out for being cool on this show.
God, you're fucking so rad. And last time I couldn't remember what store that he was working at, and it was Antique Rocker. So last week on the show when I couldn't remember what that was, that's where it was.
Gotcha.
I think it's closed now. And we have a new one. A brand new person.
Ooh, new subscriber.
Yeah, new subscriber. And I'll give
Ring
you a hint.
Ring the bell, buy a round of shots.
I'll give you a hint as to who it is.
Seriously, I think you just made my nipples hard.
Oh.
Yeah.
God bless you, Jen Scafidi.
Physical Scafidi.
The nice. Best ever. So it was it warmed my heart when I get that fucking message and I just looked down and I go, oh, are you serious?
Teaser. I feel you'll like be I able could. To catch Jen Scafidi in a Galentine's Day show at Dead Ringer on February 14th.
Ooh. Very cool. Plus, she's been playing a lot with Blunderbust.
Yeah, is it her or Blunderbuss?
No. This is going to be Gina Rose, Jen Scafidi,
and
Raksha Paksha as like
Dude.
Separate entities.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a great
We've
fucking
broken
show.
Down the Voltron.
And the reason that Blunderbuss isn't there is
they're recording.
Ridiculous. Oh. I mean, because
they're recording.
Both girls there. Why don't they just do Blunderbuss?
Because I asked them to not. Actually.
Rock the world.
I asked them to not do a Blunderbuss.
Oh, save it for later. Good thinking, Dowd.
Because they're recording.
Good thinking.
Yeah.
There's a method behind the madness.
I actually kind of do know what I'm doing at this point in my life.
That's true.
It's scary. It's like, you know, that moment of acid right before ego death sits in where everything's connected and you're happy. Anyway.
Don't do acid, kids.
Yeah, patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast.
And really, thank you to all the supporters. Thank you for everybody who's been a supporter of us these last 8 seasons.
Which is a year.
Yes, they are each year's.
Yeah. Some people don't get that they're out. Well, how long?
Well, there are seasons
long,
in some TV shows that go 6 months, and it sounds like they've been on for 15 years, and they've really only been on 7.
For like 4.
Yeah.
True. But no, we've been here 8 years, and really, thank you for everybody who's still listening to the show. Thank you to all the bands who've been a part of it. I do say this every year because we genuinely, sincerely have a lot of gratitude for you being on our stupid show, helping us grow and develop ourselves as professionals and the music scene that we all get to be a part of. The local businesses and performers alike. Thank you all. It's a great run. We don't see any signs of stopping anytime soon, just like the rain. And thank you, Nick. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Chewy and Kim. Thank you to Ian, all the production assistants,
Sean,
and past. Yeah, and Sean, my other side of my brain, Sean.
Our
Burst.
Silent partner.
Yeah. everybody who's involved, Bob over at This Is Reno, all
yes,
the sponsors.
Bobby Rule.
All the sponsors, This Is Reno, to Reno Computer Fix, to Stingray, to Reno Carson,
Carson
Messenger Service. Yeah. I mean, everybody who's been a part of this show, it's really touching and for you guys to include us in your lives. All the readers who voted for us in the poll, all of our fans across
Evan,
the country.
Evan the landlord and
Evan,
Pinky,
you are the
Polanski.
Best.
Hell yeah. And of course, yes, Mr. Danger and Pinky Polanski.
And Aversion Therapy for doing our open song. It's the last show of the year. We gotta
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, everybody. Very cool.
We couldn't be here without all of your help. Thank you for believing in us. With that being said, these guys are gonna play one last song here. And for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Dog Water, all those people I just said, fuck it. For all of us here at Worst Little Podcast, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short and we love you. Good night, ladies.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Different. Yeah.
That was so badass. You guys are awesome.
Really?
You guys are tight.
I'm a thief and a shit kicker, and I'd like to be famous.
Dogwater Studios.
You disgusting hippie pig.
Put it in the